Okay, the website today's daf is daf Samachay, and we're starting at the very, very top with a brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah is now going to describe for us a little bit about Oiv V'Yid Oini. As we'll see from our Mishnah and see from the Gemara, it's not so simple. Basically, it's a form of kishif, a form of witchcraft. We don't really have a full appreciation, which is probably a good thing, because this is not the thing that we're supposed to engage in or know about. So our Mishnah tells us, what's a bal oiv? Zepisoim hamedaber mishichyoy. What does that mean? Says the top Rashi. Pisoim is shem hamechashif hamedaber mishichyoy. This is the name of the black magician who is speaking from his armpits. What does he do? Malis hameis min haaretz. He brings up the mace from the ground. Not clear from the Rashi whether he means just the spirit of the mace, or whether he actually brings the mace himself up from the ground. Somehow is able to get the mace under his armpits, whatever that means. Tachas Reyosef, underneath his arms, under his shoulders. Umedaber Mishachi, and now he causes that mess and the spirit of the mess to go and speak for a moment under his armpits. That's what's called Oiv. Back to the Mishnah, Bal Oiv Zeh Pisa Medaber Mishachi. The Yidoini, what's a Yidoini? Zeh Medaber Befiv. Now what means a Medaber Befiv? Says Rashi. In Mifarish V'Gemara. Chaya Achas Yesh Sheshemo Yedua. There's a Chaya whose name is, that's the name of the Chaya, it's called Yedua. Umachnas Mimena Etzem, L'toich Piv, he takes from that Chaya, he takes a bone, puts it in his mouth, after he puts that bone into his mouth, then the bone starts talking on its own, through Kishif, through this witchcraft.
These things actually took place.
We don't have any shaykhs to it, but Machai Mason for sure. But this is there is a koyach in kishif. It's a black koyach, if you will, a koyach like the Sitra Akram type of koyach. But the Mason, there is a koyach. Anyway, a person who engages in either of these two activities are elu beskila and the shtei befedish in the pasuk, like Rashi says, be'even yirgemu oisam tmeim ba. What happens if a person wants to know, I see this, and he wants to know what's going to happen? Is the market going to go up today? Is the market going to go down? What's going to happen? And he goes to this Oiv the Yidoini and says, can you please share with me what's going to happen? There is no skila, but there is an Isser Lav. The Isser Lav is because the Torah says, Mishoyel Ba. Okay, everybody, so we're continuing where we left off. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hoyulish name belav echanemah." Since both of them are written in the same pasuk, "Al tifnu ela oyves vel ayidoinim." Halacha is if a person were to go and be oyver both oyv yidoini behelam echad, he'd only have to go and bring one carbon chatas. Now, what does this have to do with Masechtas Krisis and the first Mishnah? Explains Rashi, because back in Masechtas Krisis, as soon as the Mishnah is finished, the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to begin that the 36 Averis for which a person gets Kares? After all, I can go and count it up myself. I don't even need a fancy calculator. Just count 1, 2, 3. Why does it go and say 36? Jok the Gemara Masechtas Krisis comes to tell you that if a person is over all 36 Behelam Echad, he has to bring 36 separate chatois, because each one of them is a separate issur. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if it would say in the Mishnah not only oiv, it would say ulzi yidoini, so you'd have to start off the Mishnah that the 37, but then the Gemara couldn't say that if a person does a behalam echad, he's chayiv 37, because you're only chayiv 36. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah just leaves it out and allows us to understand that on our own, that there too there's a din of kares, and there's also a din of Achatzas Bishokik. That's why it's left out. Rishlokish Amar, Yidoini, Lefisha Ein Voimase. Yidoini, in fact, you do not have a carbon chatos, because you only go and bring a carbon chatos when there was a maisa. How do you know you only bring a chatos when there was a maisa? Because in the parish of chatos and parishes of Yikra, it says, V'yos achas mikol asher asher mitzvahis Hashem alikov, it says the special lashon, the osa achas, he did one. So you have to do something to be oiver and to bring a korban chatas. So avad, if you do the yidoini b'meizid, you get the skila. If you do it b'meizid without edim and hasra, you have kores. There is no din of chatas unless there was a meiser, because it's got to be the osa achas. Here's no osa achas. As they learned pshat Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara is going to want to know Akash is back in Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish, etc. Rav Yochanan, Maishna Bal Oiv Denokat Mishum De. Ah, stop. Since Rav Yochanan said that the reason why it doesn't say Yidoinim is because both of them are in the same pasuk of Al Tifnu Ela Oivis Vela Yidoinim, so why did the Mishnah in Kresis decide to go and list Oiv and leave out Yidoinim? Let the Mishnah list Yidoinim and leave out Oiv Maishna Bal. Sorry? Why is Kal
V'Chomer? Yidoinim, which doesn't have a Maisa, it's five Kores.
Ryochanan doesn't relate to Maisa. We'll soon see in the Gemara what he considers. Your Maisa, Nishka Maisa, could very well be, at least at this point, Ryochanan doesn't need a Maisa. If he doesn't need a Maisa, there's no difference.
Okay.
The existence or absence of a Maisa would be irrelevant. But we'll see much more about that in the Gemara. Ryochanan Maishna Bal Oiv Denokat. Why does it say Bal Oiv and leave out Bal Yid Oini? So if you want a very simple mission, the Pasuk Vekra, it's the first one in the Pasuk. Al Tifno Ela Oivois Vela Yid Oinim. So he says Oivois first, and he leaves out the second one. Rish Lakish, my time, Lemk Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Lemk Rabbi Yochanan? Luchay Rabbi Yochanan is right that the two together would only bring a Karm Chatas if it's Behelim Echot. Omra Papa, says her Papa, Alibid Rish Lakish, Chalukin Hein Bemisa. When it comes to Misa, there the Psukim are not the same. Not that they're two different psukim, but Rashi explains. In this pasuk that we quoted before, it says, Al Tifnu Ela Oivois, the El HaYidoinim. So therefore, that is, and the El HaYidoinim. Second pasuk that the Rashi brings now is, Kiyeh Behen Oiv, Oi Yidoini, Mois Yumasu, Vaev, and Yegemo Oisam, Demei Embam. So it says Oiv Oi Yidoini. Why did it say over there Oi and not Oiv the Yidoini? Comes to go and tell us that there is a difference between the Oiv and Yidoini when it comes to Misa. And since there's a difference when it comes to Misa, says Rapapa, says Reish Lakish, it's the Misa that's Mechayiv on the Koris and on the Chatos, and therefore in fact there would be separate Chatois, separate Lavin, separate Chatois if he did it,
the
Halamach.
Different from Misa, how?
I'm sorry?
Misa, according to Rishak, it's different from Misa. Different from Misa.
Different means that the Pasuk doesn't say plus, it says oi.
Oh, so or. It's qualitatively the same, and it's just different in the structure of the Pasuk.
Exactly. Therefore, if you look again at the first wide line of Rashi, Chalukin hang the Misa. Kishapirish ski losan chalkan akosin. Kievan oiv. Oi yidoini. Doesn't say the. It says oi. Moisi Masu, the Evan Yigama Oisus and Ayamba. Vlik se Vyedain. Hilkach. I have Yidoini bar carbon. If Yidoini would be a bar carbon, which it's not according to Rish Lakish because of a different reason having to do with Ein by Maisa. But if Yidoini would be a bar carbon, have Machaibale Namiki of the Bahadi Oif. If a person were to do Oif Yidoini together, the Hell of Machad, in theory, he'd be Chayiv too. Not like Rabbi Yechiel Maisa, you potter on Yidoini because it's Ein by Maisa. But if it would be Maisa, it'd be Chayiv too. There's Lutach Rapapa, Chalukin Hein, Bemisa. Rabbi Yechiel, Chaluka, Delav, Shema Chaluka, Temisa, Le Shema Chaluka. Rabbi Yechiel says to determine whether you bring a Karmen Chatas Bishoigi, one Chatas, so two Chatois, you don't look at the Lashon of the Torah when it talks about Misa, you look at the Lashon of the Torah where it talks about the Lav. And the Lav over here, it says, the and, not the or form. It says, Al Tifnu Elo Oibais, the El Ha Yidoinim. It doesn't say, Al Tifnu Elo Oibais, Oi El Ha Yidoinim. Since it says, the El, therefore when it comes to determining whether there would or would not be a Karma Chatos, you don't look at the Misa, you look at the Lav. Since the Lav is together, only one Karma Chatos for both, the Helem Echad. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Eliyama, Rish Lakish, one of them, like Rish Lakish, the Choyra, Rish Lakish is right, you have to have a Maisa. Omelach Masis in the Krisis, Rabbi Kivi, Omelach Ba'inon, Maisa. If you look up the Mishnah Mesechtas Krisis, among the 36 which are listed, one of them is Megadeth. Megadeth for our purposes means Birchas Hashem, person Chas Shalom, who says nasty things, and he refers to Kaviyachal, the Rabbi Yishalayim. Over there is machloik is whether or not, in fact, you need whether you get when you bring a korban chatas on Birchas Hashem. Rabbi Kiva over there says that even though Birchas Hashem doesn't involve any maisa, the person's just talking, he's not working with his hands, with his feet, he's not doing anything, he's just talking. Nevertheless, the Torah is machayiv koriz v'meizid chatas b'shoigig, because Rabbi Kiva holds Yitaka don't need a maisa. And in the very same Mishnah, Zogim Rabbah, no, you'd be potter because you do need a maisa. So the Mishnah over there refers to Rabbanan arguing on Rabbi Kiva, the Gavid Halacha of Birchas Hashem. But because the Mishnah, besides that exceptional case of Birchas Hashem, the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Kiva, and you don't need a maisa. So therefore, Yidoni should also be listed even though Ein Boi Maisa. Because it's no better, no worse, Halti Gemara than Birchas Hashem. And therefore, the fact that it's left out cannot be because of Ein Boi Maisa. Because the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Kiva that you don't need a maisa. What does Rish Lakish say to what Rabbi Yochanan said? So to Nihidoi boy Rabbi Kiva Maisa Rabba Maisa Zuta boy. When Rabbi Kiva says he doesn't need a Maisa, he doesn't need a Graisa Maisa. Of Epis a Maisa he does need. And therefore explains the Gemara, Megadif my Maisa Ika, what Maisa is there by Megadif? Akimas Vasav Ava Maisa. When he goes and opens his mouth and uses his lips to go and describe and to go and chas shalom say the Birchas Hashem, does that ma'isa? It's a kimes vasev have a ma'isa. Same thing about bal oiv is also my ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? Hakosha zroi oisev have a ma'isa. So we didn't speak about this until now, but to go and bring up the spirit of a mess, to go up mina aretz underneath his armpits, it's not just you say words, but you got to go and bang your arms or your hands. You have to do a certain amount of banging until that brings the spirit up. Stop. When you're talking about Yidoini, says Rashi, even though Yidoini, you have to go and put the bone of the chaya called Yidua into the person's mouth, says Rashi, that itself is not the Maisi Yidoini. That's only Hachona. What is the actual Maisi Yidoini? When that bone starts speaking on its own. And therefore, you, the Baal Yidoini, are not speaking. It's the bone that's speaking on its own. Oh, so therefore there's no mice anymore. I'm sorry? It doesn't need the lips at all. In fact, he better keep his lips clenched, otherwise the bone is going to fall out. And make no bones about it. That's how it works with
Yidoini. With the mouth closed, the bone is speaking in the mouth?
Exactly. He puts the ring, and it's totally sealed, it's totally closed, and he's able to go and have the bone speak on its own. This, of course, all through sorcery and witchcraft. There are koiches that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave for the Sitra Akra, for this witchcraft. There are real koiches. And when it says in Mitzrayim that the sorcerers were able to go and mimic and imitate, it's true. It's absolutely true. They were able to do it. Yeah. I can't do it. You can't. Maybe you can, but I can't. But there is such a chachma.
Certain things that people don't think should be punished.
Why did Hashem go and give Bechira in the world? So we shouldn't all, if we, there wouldn't be Bechira, we'd all be Bechar to Bechayim. We wouldn't have to do Tshuva. We'd all just too good at all times.
Now we can do Tshuva.
Now we can do Tshuva. Exactly. Gave us Bechira so we can do Tshuva. Yeah, shkoy. Back to the Gemara. Okay. So therefore, there, by the case of Yidoni, there's no Maisa whatsoever. Zero. Gunished. That's the reason why it's not mentioned there in the Mishnah, says Rish Lakish, because even the Kodesh Rabbi Kiva, that you don't need a Maisa, you don't need a Kreisa Maisa, but Epis! Here there's no Maisa at all. Frank Timur, are you telling me this Rish Lakish, a Philoit Rabbanon, that even according to Rabbanon, that Akoshes Reyosef have a Maisa? But Tanya have a Braisa. We had this price a couple of days ago. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, only Chayiv Aladav Sheyesh Boi Maisa. When are you going to be Chayiv? You're going Zibuach. You bring a tekroivis, you bring a sacrifice for the way to Zara. Kitor, your makter, you go and burn it on the Mizbeach. The Nisuch, you do libations, Vishtachva, and you bow down. The Yomre Shlokish, Man Tan Ishtachva, who is the Tan of this price that says Ishtachva is enough to be over and Hilchas of Vedazara? Rabbi Kivi, the Yomre Bina Maisa. and therefore, since you don't need a Maisa, Hishtachavah holds Rish Lakish is not a Maisa. Why is it not a Maisa? Because you're just bending. You're not taking your hands and doing something. You're not picking something up. You're not putting something down. You're not moving something. It's just the body actions. And therefore, just like we said before, Hakosha Zroyoisa is only a Maisa Zuta, but that's enough according to Rabbi Kiva. Hishtachavah is also considered to be a Maisa Zuta. When he says, being a Maisa means you don't need a Maisa Rabba. Afila Kleina Maisa. Hishtachavah is enough. Is the mashma that this is only going to leave with Rabbi Kiva? Rish Lakish says Mantana is Rabbi Kiva. Come to Chayis Loit the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say you have to have a Graysa Maisa. A Maisa Zut is not enough. Zakti Mor of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, when the Gemara started off initially, Rafil Rabbanan, are you saying, according to Rabbanan, they also hold that a Maisa Zut is enough? I, Rish Lakish, said that this Braisa only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and the Hanami is Takal Rabbi Kiva, and not Loit the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could agree that Hishtachavah have a Maisa, because Kfivis Kemos Rabbanan have a Maisa. Going and be mishtachva, going bending over your whole body, don't say shon you are maisa, even according to the rabban. The Timur Hashem Rishlokish Kviske Mosai. The rabban lo yav a maisa. Hakosh reoisus leval oif have a maisa. So fulfill the Gemara of Reigning yet according to Rishlokish. Assuming that Rishlokish agrees that Kviske Mosai, and that he agrees. Assuming Rishlokish holds Kviske Mosai, the rabban lo yav a maisa, because Rishlokish said that prior braisa mishtachavah is only aliba de Rabbi Kiva and not according to Rabbanan. How did that Kviske Mosai the rabban is not considered to be a sufficient maisa? Then Hakosh reoisus leval oif have a maisa, since the first Mishnah Masechtas Krisis does list Baal Oif, and we're saying that according to Rebbe Akiva, that's enough of a Maisa, because he's banging back and forth his Royois, his arms, and that's a Maisa. So Mars asks, does that make sense? That the whole body, when you go and bend from head to toe and you're bending over, does Nishka Maisa. When you do some clapping with your arms, it's your Maisa. Everything can come in Rish Lakish Nam the Rebbe Kiva. Rish Lakish is only talking Aliba the Rebbe Kiva. He holds that Hakosh is Yosef Abba Maisa. He holds Kifos Kamosi Abba Maisa. Al Rabban Loi the Kuntra Rabbanan. All of these body actions are all worthless vis a vis Maisa. Bending over and banging your arms. Does haste Nishka Maisa.
So what time does Rish Lakish hold like, right?
Faith Yimori Hachi. Back to the Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis, we started off the Mishnah that says that Megadif is different than all the others. That what? Only Rabbi Kiva holds Megadif have a Maisa. But the Rabbanim disagree. And then we said that Baal Oiv is mentioned in the Mishnah as being Chayiv Koris and Chatas Bishoge. This should be the identical machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban. The same Rabbi Kiva that says Megadef Akimas Vasayim Hava Maisa, he holds Hakoshes Riyosef Hava Maisa, and the same Rabbanim that hold that Akimas Vasayim Loi Hava Maisa, they will hold Hakoshes Riyosef is also Loi Hava Maisa, and that's the case. Then why does the Mishnah only exclude Megadef as being singular as a machloikim between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan? Baal Oif should be in the same category that Rabbi Kiva holds these two, Yesh ben Maisa, the Shoigeg, there's a carbon chatas, and according to Rabbanan, only Megadev. Why does the Mishnah only say Megadev? It should say in the Mishnah both Megadev and Baal Oif is the machloikim between Rabbi Kiva, that he holds both of them are a Maisa Zutta, and both of them that Rabbanan holds is not a Maisa Zutta. So why does he leave a Baal Oif? Ula says, Mekater Lishindalid. For the first time now, we now find out that Oiv, in fact, can be practiced in two different ways. We have one Oiv of our Mishnah, and that is by bringing up the spirits of the dead and having them speak from under a person's armpits. And then there's another form of being Oiver on Baal Oiv, and that is a person who's Mekater, he goes and burns incense on top of an altar on behalf of, in the name of, a Shindalid of an evil demon. Ah, and that's what the Mishnah of Masechtas Krisis is talking about. And that's a rather a dover sheesh by Maisa. You're making a Haktorah that you're actually burning incense for that Shindalid. Oh, Mali Rava, Mekater Shindalid of Chavimu. That's not a case of Baal Oiv. If he's going in Mimakter Toiris for that particular Shin Dalet, he is elevating and promoting that Shin Dalet into an Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is not only something which is universally recognized as Avodah Zarah. Anybody can go and select anything and say, I am making this into a god, into an Avodah Zarah. It's totally, totally subjective. There's no objective standards when it comes to Avodah Zarah, except for those generic avoidos that we spoke about. Anyway, so therefore, that Mishnah and our Mishnah are two different oits. Our oiv is talking about this Pita Medaber Meshichyoi, or the entire Mais is only a kosher three oisav. That Mishnah is talking about Mekatel Shindalid, which is a real, real big Maisa. And therefore, Avada, everyone would agree that Yeshua Maisa, and there is a din of Kores Bemezid, and a din of Chatos Beshoi.
Why did you translate Makata the Shade as burning incense? A Makata was, we had earlier in the four Vodas of your Mishnah, was offering something on a Mizbeah. Was it always Makata, always like burning incense?
Makata always means to go and burn something on a Mizbeah. When you're using it in the same sentence together with the Zibuach, Zibuch means you just shechted an animal.
It's like a Hector Chalavim type.
Exactly, Hector Chalavim type.
And the Kacher just on its own, you're saying there's just something to thank you.
Exactly, no problem. Not only do I say it this way, that's what the Heilige Art Scroll also says, that he went and he burned incense on top of the altar, on top of the Mizbech, for the Shintan. So only Rav and Mekat Vishet is a way to chavni. Elom Rava, a similar pshat, the Mekater Lechaber. What means Lechaber? Lechaber, Lechaber means to go and bring together evil demons all under one roof. If you want to go and bring together a whole bunch of Shadim Shindalids, what you do is you're the Makter, and you say probably some Huda Vuda, whatever Lishoyin is, and guess what together, then they automatically, this is the annual convention from all the Shindalids. That's what that Mishnah is referring to. It's not Mekat to the Shindalid, but to Mechaber them. Mechaber means to go and collect them into one place. Amale Abaye, Hamakate Lechaber, that's Choyver Chaber Ho. Shtetech in the Torah. The Choyver Chaber, Veshoy Loiv Yedoyni, Vedoyer Shalom Eisen. So that's a separate, that's not the Oiv Yedoyni, that's the Choyver Chaber. If you look at the Torah Ora Sholem that we have by the benefit of Reb Dubizel Zangizin, on the right hand margin, you see number one. This is one and the only one that's brought here. The Choyver Chaber, Veshoy Loiv Yedoyni, Vedoyer Shalom Eisen. You see, these are separate categories. Choyver Chaber is something else. Choyver Chaber means to bring together. And you're telling me that that oiv is to bring together. So if Yomara and Nachmo, Amli Abaye, Mekate Lechaber, Elom, Rava Mekate Lechaber, Amli Abaye, Mekate Lechaber, that's Choyver Choverhu. And that's not a case of oiv. And Yomara in. Vatoyra Amra Choyver Zebeskila. What does Yomara mean to say? Explains Rashi that the different types of Choyver Chover. If you are being Choyver Chover, you're bringing together animals, like we're going to see in the next line in the Braisa, that's the Isser Lav. If however you're doing a Choyver of bringing the Shindalids together, that's a form of Oiv, and then it's not just a Lav, that gets you Skila. That's real big time. And that's the reason why this Oiv in that Mishnah is Mechayiv Ekor Mechatzas Peshoigi, because Yesh Vamaisa, that he is being Mechat. But now let's distinguish between the different types of lechaber toner. I'm going to state the price. What's the taich of choyver chover in the pasuk? Echad chaver or chaber godoil, the echad chaber cotton. What means chaber godoil and cotton? Rashi says chaber godoil means to go and collect together, assemble gross animals. See Rashi three lines from the bottom. Ma'asif chayois the behaimois gedoilis. Throw an elephant together with a hippopotamus and together with horses. That type of choyver chover, you do it through witchcraft. We don't mean going and schlepping them together into the corral. We're talking about doing it through sorcery, that you say hocus pocus, and all of a sudden all these animals get together. That's called chaber god. Chaber cotton, says Rashi, means you collect together a whole bunch of rodents and insects and creeping crawlers and stuff like that. That's chaber cotton. Even if you go and collect together snakes and scorpions, what's the even though snakes and scorpions, says Rashi? What happens if a person sees dangerous snakes and dangerous scorpions? What does he want to do? He wants to save himself from potential danger, and he wants to save society from potential danger. He collects them together in the same stadium, and he says, I want you to now fight each other and kill each other out. Go and fight to the finish, both of you. So therefore he's mechaber the two, the choshim v'akrab, into one place to eliminate sakonois. Asur even though his kavana is a good kavana, choy v'chobi, you're not allowed to do witchcraft to go and collect together in the choshma krat. However, Rashi points out that Stavka, the Gemara is going to point out another two lines, that Stavka, there was no pikuch nefesh. If there's pikuch nefesh, then a body is allowed to go and bring them together. Amr Rabbi Hilchach Main Hay Mandit Summit Zibura Beakrava. Avagav to come a chavan the lisku. Also, a person who gets together a zibura. Zibura means bee. Beakrava and scorpions. He brings them together in one area so that they should go and fight it out. Avagav to come a chavan the lisku. His kavana is good so that to protect himself. And Rashi says perhaps also the community. He sees all types of scorpions and their bees and their snakes. All which may be a potential danger. He collects them all to one place that they shouldn't go and harm anyone. However, says Rashi, if it's running after you, you have one of these snakes or scorpions running after you, then you're allowed to go and do it because it'd be kuach nefesh. From Yoichanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Baal Oiv that we were talking about was... No, forget about Balayif. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Ishtachavah that it says in that Braisa is not only Libid of the Kiva, but it's also Libid of the Rabbanan, because Kfifis Kemosah have a Maisa, and then everybody agrees the person was Mishtachve. Lavoyda Zora, he would have to go and bring a Korm Chatos Bishokik. Rakimus Vosov, however, saying Birchas Hashem, it says in that Mishnah in Mesechtes Krisus, the Rabbanan hold that that's not a Maisa. And if he does a Bishokik, he does not have to bring Korm Chatos. What's the difference between this Maisa and that Maisa? The Kvitus Kemosi is a Maisa. Akimus Vosov, loy have a Maisa. Omer of Ashani Megadav Hoil Vieshnoi Belef. What does that mean? Megadav, which means Birchas Hashem. Even though from the outside all you see is the lips moving, but it's really the intentions out back in his heart. And Rashi explains, the whole reason why we throw the books at him by Birchas Hashem is because his liboy is Chas Shalom against the Rabbeinu Shalom. However, if his kavana was not Birchas Hashem, even though he said the words of Birchas Hashem, he would not have this Isser, this Chiyuv. Look at the two lines at the bottom. Hoyu v'yeshna b'lev. Iker chiv haba olav toli b'lev shemiskaven levorach Hashem. Shafilim levorach Hashem kol hayoyim. Even if the person says numerous times a whole day, Birchas Hashem, they ain't believe by klapim ma'ala. And he doesn't mean anything against the Rabbi Yishlelem. Ela shehelo es Hashem ledover acher. He's just saying the name for other reasons, for other purposes. Umachanei b'shem ha-miyuchad. And unfortunately, instead of saying just the word Hashem, he uses the Shema Yucha, the Yud Kevav. Okay, Umekaloi Einem Eschayv. So Rashi Zokta Grace Achidish, but that's he's explaining what Rav is saying. Alibed Rabbi Yochanan that Megadev, the only important criterion for Megadev is what he has in his mind, what he has in his heart. If in his heart he meant something else entirely, not Birchas Hashem, he would not be considered to be Mevarech Es Hashem. Aha. So since the Iker of Megadif is Yeshna Belev, that's why we say Loi Hava Maisa. Mashen Kvif is Kemosa, which is totally external. You're bending over. Have a Maisa. Frank Dimara. Mosiv Reb Zeira. Yotsu Edom Zomim She'en Bem Maisa. The Edom Zomim, there's also no Halacha of a Kar Mechatos by Edom Zomim. Now Edom Zomim, to have a Shoigig, is not an easy tzir. Because Edom Zomim person is saying Imanu Hayisem the Mokam Ploini. In other words, they go and say we were together on Monday morning, Tuesday morning here in Manhattan. They saw X, Y, and Z, and then other Edom come and say it's Nishtemes because you were together with us in Chicago. No, they become Edom Zomim. But if the Edom Zomim testified falsely, Bishogeg, you'd have to say presumably they didn't know that there's an Isser to go and say falsehoods. There are lots of people today that don't know that there's an issue to say falsehoods. They do it all the time. Anyway, but the point is, it's in the Edom Zomim do it for Shoigig. The halach is they do not bring a carbon chatos. Yes, Edom Zomim she'ein bam ma'isa. There's no ma'isa there as well. Faith more about mine. You told me that Akimus Vasayim really would be a ma'isa. The only reason why Birchas Hashem is not a ma'isa because by Akimus Vasayim, the ikar is the kavana she'belev. Ah, that's why it's not considered to be a ma'aser. So, for example, by Edom Zomim, how less the belief. There's no lave that he's going and having in mind for Hashem, against Hashem. The Iker, the Gabi testimony, is opening up your mouth and speaking. And therefore, that is the totality of the Maisa. And if you tell me that Kibis Vasayim have a Maisa, so he was Oikim Svasav, and therefore it should be a Maisa, and therefore it should be a Karm Chatas if you have Edom Zav Mibishayeg.
Why should the Maisa be a Dibu without? They really mean it.
So that's Taklag Birchas Hashem. That's the Iker, is the fervor with what he is uttering these words of Birchas Hashem. If he really means it, then we throw the books at him, and not only books, but also stones.
And every other thing that you should require, that you should have, besides the mice, the carbon, it should be, everything that you do should have a carbon part of it.
Yelichatchila, everything you should do is be carbon, especially davening.
So carbon is important. So why shouldn't you have carbon by a sin too, if you go and commit something? You know, not knowingly or whatever, even say shodik, whatever it is. Why should there be any?
So Rabbi Kohen is Zokta Zegut, and that's what the Gemara Taka is saying. That if the Birchas Hashem, thank you very much, if the Birchas Hashem was with Kavana, then he is Oiver. But if the Birchas Hashem was just said, and he didn't really mean Birchas Hashem, then he's off the hook. It had to be Azivi Yezogt, Mitak Kavana. But Adam Zalman and Lodi do with Kavana.
Isn't there always defense if someone like Charles didn't got it?
Yeah.
Say I didn't mean it?
And Ganef is different because there's an action. Here we're talking about an utterance of words. So presumably, by Birchas Hashem, because of the fact that you have two Edom, then go and tell him, Mister, if you're going to say Birchas Hashem and you have Kavanah Birchas Hashem, you're going to go and get Skila. And he says, Chevra, I know all about it. I learned the Gemara today. I know 100%. I'm doing it anyway. So then you have a clear utterance that was in his mind and his heart, because he said, I know, and I'm going to do it. Here to announce Karm Chatas, so we want to know, did he have it in his heart? Didn't he have it in his heart? They said, I didn't have it in my heart. And therefore, I can't go and bring the Karm Chatas, because otherwise I'll be being Chulam Bazar. But the Maisa that Adam Zom has nothing to do with the heart, it has to do with Akimus Vasayim. It's a Chava Maisa. Why shouldn't there be a carbon Chatas Bishogeg? Omer Rav Shani Adam Zom Mahil Vyeshna Bekoil. Bekoil Rabbi Yochan Allah Masahu. What does the Imar mean to say? That Yeshna Bekoil. What the Imar means to say is that Adam Zom is not just Akimus Vasayim. It's that they have to project their voices so that they should be heard. And that projecting of voices is what the Imar called Koil. Koil, we have in a famous Gemara that Barry always quotes from time to time. Koil mara v'reach ein boy mamish, and therefore koil is the garnished. It's just oisius parchas ba'avir. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is akimus v'saim on its own, the moving of the lips, that would be a maisa. However, if the iser, it doesn't involve just the utterance of the lips, but it has a much greater quality to it. In the case of the Birchas Hashem, the greater quality is the lev, which trumps and overrides and supersedes the speaking. In the case of testimony, it's the koil, which is the ikar, and that also supersedes the speaking. So you look at the essence of what's going on. The essence of Birchas Hashem is in the heart, therefore aimed by Maisa. The essence of the testimony is bekoil, also aimed by Maisa. And that's why in both cases, there is no carbon chatas b'shoy. So Rabbi Yochanan hold koil is garnish. What it mat? Chosm bekoil, then he give a koil. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv. Rish Lakish amar potur. We know there's a din of loisachsim shor bedishai. A shor wants to go and eat when it's treading and threshing. You're not allowed to go and muzzle it. One happens, I didn't put a muzzle on it, but every single time the behemah bends over, I say, "Hey, di behemah, esnish." And the behemah presumably knows Yiddish. He immediately picks his head up and doesn't go and eat. And it happens a second time and a third time. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayiv, as if you would put a muzzle on, even though it's only a koil. Same thing, v'nihiga b'koil. V'nihiga b'koil means, it said in the Pasuk, v'sachroish v'shor u'v'chamor yachtav. You're now going to go and put them together. Okay, so I didn't put a common harness of the two together, but what did he do? Every time the shor v'chamor tried to go and separate, hey, di shor, di behaima, guy speaks to the chamor, and di chamor, guy speaks to the shor. And they magically get together, says Rabbi Yochanan, that would also be chay. So I see from Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that koil is chayiv, koil yesh by mamish, ishlokish ama potter. So Timora, and Timora explains that. Rabbi Yochanan machayiv, kimas piv, ama maise, ishlokish ama potter, kimas piv, loy ama maise. Is the Rabbi Yochanan shitos, is the shver. Zotimar Elam Marava, we fall away from this previous teretz with the mass with the koil avad the koil according to Biyochanan a koil kol yankif avad the koil yesh by mamish shani oim zomim. The reason why beinim zomim there is no chatas b'shogeg koil v'yeshnon bereiya. Now this v'yeshnon bereiya is a difficult teretz. What means yeshnon bereiya? Explains Rashi that the key to testimony is not so much what you are saying but what you saw. All you're doing by the testimony is repeating what you saw. Seeing Mara ain by Mamish, because you really can't describe the actual seeing. You can describe what you saw. You can describe the subject of your seeing. But the seeing itself is intangible. Since the key to testimony is the seeing, and the seeing ain by Mamish, that's why Edom Zom is considered to be ain by Maisa. Since ain by Maisa, that's why you don't bring a Karm Chatz. The problem with that is, if you're talking about real testimony, by real, honest Eidim, then they are telling what they saw. And then you can go and say that what they saw is aimed by Mamish, it's just a thing.
You never convict anybody of anything.
But here, Eidim Zomim are talking about that they didn't see. All they're saying is, we were in Manhattan on Tuesday morning, and we saw X, Y, and Z. Well, the whole thing is baloney, because they were in Chicago that morning.
Actually, so, you just explained it, because seeing is Mamish, the absence of the seeing in the Eidim Zomim is what's not a Mamish, what makes it not substantive. That's why it's not something.
Let's see Rashi. Bereiya, about the third down, the Omid over here. Iker chiyuva bo al yidei hori'iya. The Iker Chiyuv that the Edom Zomim get pech for Kasha Zomim leKasha Asif, Shemeiden is Ayidei Ria because of what they saw. Shemeiden Shiro because they testified that they saw. V'Ria less Ba Maisa. The Ria that they say that they saw, the actual Ria doesn't have a Maisa in it, because Ria by definition there's no Maisa. It's just an automatic. You open your eyes and you see. You don't have to pick up. You don't have to put down. You don't have to go. You don't have to come. It's Ein Boy Maisa. That would all be good if you're talking about if there was a real bona fide Re'ir. But there was no Re'ir. There was a non-Re'ir. It was just a testimony of false Re'ir. So to Yomara, but that false Re'ir that they're testifying to, Ein Boy Maisa. Therefore, it's considered to be a Dover She'ein Boy Maisa. That's why you're possible. Gerada the Rif has a different gear, so he takes out the Reish, and he says, Be'ir. And what exactly Be'ir means? Says the Rif means that you don't have to utter anything. You don't even have to do akimas fasayim. If you have two aidim, and the first aid goes and says a whole story, and then we ask the other aid, now what do you say? And he says, I, in other words, like ditto, you don't even have to go and move your lips, and you don't even have to go and move your teeth. Just going to say I, which comes from down below. That's why it's considered to be aimed by mice. You don't have to even say words. Because you just say I, meaning
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, it can't be because Adam don't testify in the same room. They keep you separate. How does that happen?
If you remember,
something like God, when you had Yaki Yosef Shulchan, you don't want to repeat it. But why would you have Adam testifying in the same room? They always testify separately, right?
Gemara said earlier.
Gadik was the only exception because we want to minimize the full Hashem.
We had the Gemara a few days ago when the Gemara says we see from our Mishnah that from the Yaki Yosef Ben Yosef that you're referring to,
it's the only case
that in that case we say that they say ditto. The second
right,
one says
right,
ditto.
Right, but that's only because of.
Don't be nervous. Go Samach Omer Aleph on the bottom three lines. Samach Omer Aleph. The Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Sheni Oimer Af Ani Kamoyu, which just says ditto. Omer Ish Lakish, Shema Mina Af Ani Kamoyu, Kosher Bedin and Mominus and Bedin Nefashis. Mina Toiro, it's enough just to say, me too. Or Malu Dobra Button made a special Malu, and they said, you know what, to be on the safe side, let the guy say the whole testimony from square one, from A through Z. But Minato is enough to say Anikamoy.
Thank you.
But here, Kimberly Avshir. Since we don't want him to go and repeat the Gan's Aedis back and forth because he's going to have to utter again Birchas Hashem, here, Akmur Abana Derais, and they said it's enough just to go and say Anikamoy. These are Kadaita Apostle. Hocha Misham Gloy Avshir, Kalim Negavra. If you're going to go and tell me that just saying me too, that would be possible. So because based on that, you go and kill somebody. So bottom line is, yes, one could be Yoytzim and Atoira Eidus just by saying I, assuming that I means me too. And therefore says the Rif, When it says in our Gemara, it doesn't, it's not bitter ear with the resh, you take out the resh and just ayah aleph yud hey. If you want, you have on the Maseiros Hashas brings it an ois hey on the left hand margin, Rav Alphas, Kosa Bishim Rav Hai, Kir Sosa Hoyo Vyeshnon Bi ear, or ayah. Ayin Shem Sheherach Bepirushi has a whole bunch, like 20 lines, explaining this ayah or ear, it means ayah. Ayah means you don't even have to move your lips. Just a voice comes out from your vocal cords.
Thank you for reminding me, son.
No problem. Turn it over. Bal oiv ze hamedaber ben haprokim umibein atzile yodav. So now the braise is expanding and it's telling us that that we learned in the Mishnah, that the bal oiv brings up the spirit of the dead underneath his armpits. It doesn't have to be an armpit. There are other forms of oiv as well. Just like we said, there are other forms of a person who makes some sort of lachash to be mechaber, or makes a mekater to be mechaber and bring together the animals or the shendalids. Now our Gemara says, "Bal oiv zemadaber bin aprokim." This is where he brings up the spirit, and it speaks from other joints in his body. Umibein atzili yodav. And from machloikis, or the tzili yodav in this connection means from his elbows, or also from his underarms, but it means that he can go and have the spirit of the dead speak other parts of his body. Yidoini zamaniach etzem yodua defib. This is the person that takes the bone of the chaya, whose name is yodua, and he puts it into his mouth, from medaber me'elav, and then the bone speaks on its own without the vocal cords, without any sound effects from the person who has this bone in his mouth. You're telling me that you bring up the spirit of the dead on top of that person's bones. And it's going to be that your coil is going to be like the oiv which emanates from the earth. Doesn't this pasuk mean that the coil that comes out by the bal oiv comes out from the earth itself? And you said a moment ago, no, that you first have to bring the spirit onto the person's joints, the person's armpits, the person's elbows, and from there the spirit is going to speak. And here we see it comes from the earth. So to my light, the pasuk is only telling us the very beginning, that the oiv is first mala the coil from down below by bringing up the spirit, putting that spirit now on top of his own body parts and his body joints, and from there the coil will ultimately emanate as the bal oiv. Toshima, v'toyme isha el shol, v'kim re'isi oilem min ha'aretz. Oh, and here too, re'isi oilem min ha'aretz means I see the spirit coming up from down below, which is going to go and speak and tell us what's going on. It's talking about that they were malah Shmuel from the kever. Again, Parshat Pshadid min ha'aretz, that the coil is going to emanate from the ground. My love, the mishtoi ki arche, from the ground and not from the joints. It's a light, the yosef ben aprok of mishtoi. It's a two-step process. First, you have to go and bring up the mace from down below, and then when that mace resides now on the person's body joints, armpits, elbows, etc., then that's when the oiv does its job and the voice comes out. Tanabon. Oh, so we continue learning more and more about the inyan of the oiv. You can go and be mala the oiv, this spirit of the dead person, not only armpits and not only elbows and not other joints, but also the schurai on the mokim zachrus of the individual, on the area down below, the mokim erva of a zachar. And others go and take the skull of the person who passed away and place it on the ground, and you ask the Gogolis, you know, tell me this, that, or the other thing, and the Gogolis presumably responds. That's also defined as oif. Ma bein zeh lo zeh. Can you tell me any difference between the oif if he's male, the spirit on top of his zachrus, or if he speaks to the skull? Yeah, there's a grace enough to minute. If you mala the spirit on top of the zachris, then it's ena oile kedarkei. What means ena oile kedarkei? Explains Rashi that when the form of the body of this spirit is coming up, it comes up feet first instead of head first. It just comes up backwards. That's an acrobatic act that is able to go and bring up the feet first. Ena oile kedarkei. You can't go and do this in Shabbos. In Shabbos, all the neshamas rest, and they're not going to be bothered to come up on Shabbos. However, if you're speaking to the skull, oily kedarka, then it comes head first and not feet first. Oily b'shabbos, and even going to come in Shabbos too. Frank Yomara, oily lahecha salik. We're talking about the initial gugoylis. It's oily kedarkan. The body's already here. I see the gugoylis. I see the head in front of me. You tell me the head is going to come first. The head is here already. What is this? It's already lying here. And the aim, don't say oily kedarkan and oily b'shabbos, but oily kedarkan, the oily b'shabbos. Oily kedarkan is going to answer the way it's supposed to. And what it means is, what do you mean the way it's supposed to? Explain it. So apparently it'll go, you don't need it to come on top of the prokim, but the kugoylis is there, and therefore it's not going to force the spirit to speak on the armpits or on the elbows, but it's going to speak directly from the skull. And so it will enter on Shabbos. And we're not the only ones that are bewildered and amazed, perhaps shocked by what's going on. Puzzled. Oh, that's a good word. Rabbi Kiva. He's asking him, Lagabi Shabbos Kodesh. We're saying that there's a difference between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, Lagabi, this Bal Oiv. So Nesrufus' Shaila was not specifically Lagabi Bal Oiv. He was talking in general. Why do you Jews make such a gantz tzimis about Shabbos? How is Shabbos any different than Sunday or Monday or any other day? So Rabbi Kiva responded, Omaloi, and you, Tunis Rufus Arasha, who made you as Agrois Kanaker? Who made you so special? Why are you different than any other Tom, Dick, and I'm going to leave out Harry, any other Tom or Dick or anybody else? What's that is? Why, how are you different than anybody else? Omaloi, Demari Tzivi. My master made me important. In other words, how did I become the general? Because the Kaiser appointed me, so I'm a big Kanaker. He said, no, Shabbos Nami Demari Tzivi. The master over the whole world, he picked out Shabbos. Just like Lahavdil, your Kaiser chose you to be something special. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Shabbos to be something special. Amalei said, Torah Sofa said, that wasn't my question. How do you know that today is Shabbos? Maybe you have a mistake in the calendar. Maybe Shabbos is tomorrow, maybe it's on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know today is Shabbos. Amalei nahar sabatyoy yechiach. Bal oiv yechiach. Kivrei shel oviv yechiach. No more than that, Nahar Sabachin. Nahar Sabachin is this river that throws out stones. It throws out stones throughout the week, but it doesn't throw out any stones on Shabbos. Rashi says, Nahar Sabachin Yechiech, nor Echot Shel Avonim, B'chol Yemois HaShana, B'chol Yemois HaShabbos, Shoyte V'Hoylech, B'yem HaShabbos, Shoyke V'Noch. This is a river of stones. Throughout the week, it's Shoyte V'Hoylech. It's constantly flooding, high tides, bring the stones up, etc. When it comes Shabbos, Shabbos b'manucha, the Sabbatian takes a break. So we see that Shabbos is special. Baloiv yechiach. What's baloiv? Says Rashi, she'ena oile b'Shabbos. We just spoke about the fact that the spirit won't come up on Shabbos if it's the spirit that you malib is the chrusai. It doesn't work on Shabbos. Kivish alav yechiach, the kever of your father, of Tunis Rufus's father, throughout the week after Tunis Rufus, Rashi's father, died, it was Mala Oshon every day to go and symbolize and show that his neshama or that his body is all being burnt. However, on Shabbos, even the Rishoyim, they get a break on Shabbos, and therefore you don't see the Mala Oshon on Shabbos. So Nesrufus was not happy with the third part of the Teret, saying about his father that it's burning throughout the week. Amaloi bizisoi, baishasai bikilalasoi. You know what you just did? Now you amavayish me. You put me to shame. You denigrated me. Actually, said the word of a kolosai over here doesn't mean necessarily curse. It's like from the Russian kal. You mocked me. You denigrated me. Made light of me and of my father by going and giving that as the third example to show that Shabbos is Shabbos. Okay. Freiti Mora. We said before by the Gugoylis that it's oine the Shabbos and that it's oine kedarkoi. That's a separate issur in the Torah. We had the pasuk, and you're telling me that you're the asking of it, that is also part and parcel of oiv. The Gemara says in the Brisa, the Gemara Shlomaisim says Hamariv Atzmai. V'hoylich v'lon bebeis akvarois. Kidei shetisha olav ruach tuma. Oh, Gemara Shlomaisim is different.
Go on cemeteries to fill chesedish rabbis in asking.
You're asking a very good question.
Yes,
I'm going to give you the answer. The Gemara is telling us Gemara Shlomaisim doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to go to a kever on a yard site or throughout the year or in Kibri Tzadikim to go and say a tefillah or a bakoshet. That's not a problem. The problem is, there shall amazing say, Amarav Atzmai, a person who wants to be able to go and bring upon himself the evil spirits, the ruchois, ro'ois, which dominate and which are located in the Beis HaChaim. So what does he do? Amarav Atzmai, he fasts. Zehamarav Atzmai, he fasts. And he goes to the basic forest, and then he takes his pajamas and he sleeps in the Beis HaChaim, so that he should become saturated with Ruach Tumah, and after that he can use it for purposes of his sorcery to be able to afterwards go and do the kishif. Ah, that's the Dorish HaMeisim that the Torah is talking about. So bottom line is that's unrelated to the Dorish HaMeisim that we thought that you speak to the skull. That's not Dorish HaMeisim, that's more the Oiv. Dorish HaMeisim is a person who fasts and sleeps in the basic quarters. When Reb Kiva came to this pasuk, he would cry and he would make the following kal v'chomer. A person who tries with all of his might to get this ruach tumah on him, to be able to engage in kishif and sorcery, so he goes and fasts, and shayla ruach tumah, he is successful. The ruach tumah comes upon him. So Hamarav Atzmai deshitisha olav ruach tahara al achas kam v'kama lechoyde, a person who goes and fasts to be able to go and bring a ruach tahara on him, it should certainly work. However, we don't necessarily find that that's an automatic result of fasting. We don't find that after everybody fasts, boom, there's a ruach tahara that is swarming or that's permeating this individual. That's where Rebbe Kiva is boicha, because normally G'doylor midas ha'toiva midas ha'peroni is Beruba midas ha'toiva, and here we find the midas ha'toiva unfortunately is lacking compared to the midas ha'ruach ha'tumah, and that's why Rebbe Kiva is crying. But what's the reason why? Why taka ruach tahara doesn't envelop anybody that's marav atzmai? Kidei shetisha all of ruach tahara. And my answer, what am I supposed to do? Shamar seinu garmulanu. Our avedas unfortunately caused us to be in such a poor situation that unfortunately we can go and starve and fast as much as we want, and that ruach tahara does not come upon us. Shnema.
If you stay by ruach tumah, there's a difference though. The person who goes to a basic boros, the ruach tumah is saturated there.
So what happens if the person sleeps in a bismedish? What happens if he sleeps in the bismedish of the Chobetz Chaim in Radon? Would he get the Ruach Tahara? Says Rabbi Kiva, he should, but unfortunately that's not going to happen because I'm going to say in the Gormulan, Shinema. They made that terrible Havdalah between us and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it's not only Havdalah Legabe this Ruach Tahara, but the Gemara is going to talk about now Legabe Yitzira, Legabe Creator. If the tzaddikim really wanted to, and if they presumably they were marav atzman, and they learned the inyan yitzira, they would be able to go and create creatures and creations, just like a kodesh baruch kaviyachol. Shneamar kimaseichem hoyim avdil. It's only because they are avoinis. But otherwise, we'd have the koyach. The tzaddikim would have the koyach to go and make like the goyim, like they say about the maral. That in itself is, of course, a major controversy whether Maral did it or not. But regardless, we find that Rava bara gavra, Rava created a goylem, and shouted the comment to Reb Zeira and sent him in front of Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira said, "This person looks like a bona fide guy." Have a kamishtoy about day, and he started talking to him. He suddenly told him a shtickel Torah. Like Kahavikumahadale. However, this goylem was a goylem, and he didn't know what to answer on the shtickel Torah. Apparently, he was not able to speak. Amalei, said Reb Zeira, realized, min chavraya at, you were not created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you were created from the chavra, as she says, anivra maidei chaverim ata, so I guess chaverim presumably means a chavra-like rava, maybe it has a different interpretation, but the point is, but not the rabbi shaloylam, and therefore, hadli afrech, go back and dreiran, we don't need you, you're not a real person.
Why would Rav do that?
Rav is proving his point. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave.
You do an Avera to
what's the Avera? To go and create a garden was with Rebbeinu.
It was like kishuf to me. I mean, it's like, I mean, Rebbeinu is a great man. Why would he make a rhetorical?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the white koyches of Yetzirah to the tzaddikim, that if they know how to go and do it and use it properly, they could. I mean, we know that there were great tzaddikim throughout the generations that were able to be make mufsim. So this was a moifus of Rebbeinu that he was able to go and create a person like a garden. And Gemara says, furthermore, Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishi have Yasi Komali Shabsa v'Aski b'Sefer Yetzirah. There is a sefer that even you can buy today called the Sefer Yetzirah. I'm not sure if this is the same Sefer Yetzirah. And even if you would buy it and learn it, I'm not sure you would understand it like Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishi understood it. Every Erev Shabbos, we learn the Sefer Yetzirah. Umivru luhu, and based on the Sefer Yetzirah, they were able to create an igla tilsa. An igla tilsa is an expression of an egel, meaning of a young calf. Tilsa machloik is exactly what tilsa means. Doesn't mean shlishi levetan. Doesn't mean a third of its growth. Doesn't mean it's 3 years old. But the point is, this was considered to be a great delicacy. The achli then, they used to go and eat it on Friday or in Shabbos. Maybe they ate it for kiddush. They used to go and eat this igla tilsa. So we see that there is definitely this koyach which the rabbanim used. In fact, there is even a tshuva of one of the achroinim. What happens if someone creates a goyim? Can you mitzarev that goyim to minyan? This rabbi, he created a gavra. You have only 9 people in shul. Rabbi is one of the 9 people. We need a minyan. Rabbi says, okay. He goes to the Sefer Yetzirah. He creates now the 10th. Could that person be mitzarev to minyan or not?
Is it a golem by 13 years old?
Is he Jewish or not?
No, is he 13 years old yet? I mean,
what happens if he can go and create a golem, which presumably he can create a 13-year-old golem. But the question is, can he create a 13-year-old golem which already had a bris? Anyway,
that's the
golem
during davening.
Yeah, this is if he would, people would say, oh, this is not golem, he's talking during davening. Anyway, Tanya Rabbanan says in the pasuk, Ma'oinein u'menachish u'mechashiv. What exactly is a ma'oinein? The Pshimon Oim is a ma'aver shiva mine zocher ala ayin. Is a person who smears 7 different types of zocher. What means zocher, says Rashi? That means shichvas zera. He takes shichvas zera from a zocher. Presumably these are 7 different minim. Shiva minim, in other words, from 7 different people, presumably. Maybe even from an animal.
Yes.
Anyway, and he goes and smears it on his eyes for the purpose of doing kishiv. You don't normally go and use it as an eye makeup or cosmetic. He does that, says Rashi. Voisik shafir, he tries to do kishiv with that. That's the ma'oinen. Presumably the word ma'oinen comes from the word ayin. He puts on his eye and he puts this stuff. No. Ma'oinen means zeha oiches esoinai. This means a magician that does stuff and fools you. If you look at Rashi, oiches esoinai, oiches fesoiger einei habriyas, 4 lines from the bottom. He causes people to open and close their eyes. Umar lehem kiilu oise dvarim shel pele fu einei oise klum. He's really not doing it. It's what we call an Engelish sleight of hand. It looks like he's doing hocus pocus, but the Mevinim know that this is all baloney. Nobody ever today really believes, except for 3-year-olds, that the magicians in the circus really have magical powers. They just do sleight of hand. And in fact, this is very, very problematic for a frum Jew, because Parshim Pshat, person who's oichus esoinai, we don't mean black magic. We mean, like Rashi says, sleight of hand. Therefore, that is ultra pivoted out moinet. So, if any, sorry?
You have it.
It's a very magician. That they call magicians over if the person is not religious, which is usually the case. Often it's even a goy. That's not a problem. No issur in looking at a magician. That is very problematic. If you want to go, maybe it's an illusion, maybe it's not really happening. You think it's happening, there's really no magician there. you thought you paid, it's fake news. Anyway, it's a difficult child. Anybody who wants to go into this line of work should first go and speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi, because it's not at all a simple child. This is a person that has superstitious times and hours and days. Today is a good day to go out on a trip. Tomorrow is a good day to go and buy a certain thing. We comes Erev Shmita, we know that the chitim are going to be nice and special and beautiful. If you're going to go and schlep out the kidneys from the ground, the legumes, instead of cutting them with a sickle, you go and uproot them. Miois roi, so they should not be bad, says Rashi. By pulling them up, they will not go and be maslia, they will not become wormy, and they're not going to rot. Why does it be any difference if you pull it out or if you cut it? That's considered to be a type of nichush, a type of superstition. Turn about it. Menachish zehu oimer pita enough for me pith. Oh, the bread fell out of his mouth. Machlina from Miyodai. His shtekin fell onto the ground. His son is calling from behind him. He hears the raven calling him. Or a deer went and passed him across his path. Today they talk about black cats, but at that time they talk about it. He's walking and he sees that there's a snake from the right hand side, there's a shul on the left hand side. All of these things, he said, this is not a good simon. Guess what happened today? I was going and this tzvi passed in front of me, or this oyrev was calling to me, etc. All of these, he says, are bad simon. All of this is considered to be part of the kishav of this ma'one, or menachish. Menachish. I'm sorry?
Are they actually bad simon? You're just not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to be superstitious. It's interesting that you mentioned that, because in fact there are certain things that we do believe in that you're allowed to say. And number two, about doing something, it says that Tuesday is a good day to start a new business or to do something, because Yom Shnichlo by Kitayv. So certain things are permitted. What the Gedorim are, you'd have to go and research and due diligence in Shulchan Aruch, but it's also not a simple subject. Al taschul bi shachrisu rish chodeshu mitzvah shabbosu. What is this referring to? Says Rashi, it's referring to either the gabbai or the tax collector that's saying, pay your membership dues or pay your taxes. So the person who's being sought, who's being solicited, he says, Al taschul bi, please start with anybody else in town. I'm going to pay you, but come to me number two. Don't start with me, because that's a shown that's a bad simon. The first item today, the first person on your list is me. I have to pay first. That's not a good simon. Or shachrisu, you're going and being tevea the choiv early in the morning. I don't want the first thing that I do right after the daf is to have to pay a choiv. Come back to me a little bit later. Or ish choidishu, it's the first day of the month. I don't want on the first day of the month I have to have this hefsa that I have to go and pay this debt or whatever. Come to me tomorrow. Matzah Shabbos, so I don't want to start off the work week on a bad note. Come back to me in the morning, or come back to me on Monday, etc. All of these are considered to be part of this menachish, of these superstitions. Tanavan, loisanachshu v'loisanenu, kigoyin eila menachshim, v'chulda v'oifais u'bedogim. It's like those people that have superstitions, they say about a chulda, about a weasel, or oifais about birds, about fish, that they did this and they did that and they came in front of me and I almost caught it, I didn't catch it, or they were pursuing me, any type of thing involving these Cholda Oifis and Dogim. Presumably there were famous superstitions at the time of Chazal that people would say, oh, if the Cholda does this or the Oif does that or the Dogim do this. Anyway, that's all considered to be part of Menachish and Ma'oinim, which a person is not allowed to do. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Tzai.